Name and title, please, and if you could spell your name.
So I'm Dr. Katherine Feldman, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, F as in Frank, E-L-D-M-A-N, and I am director of the contact tracing unit at the Maryland Department of Health.
Okay, so let's explain to people how the Bluetooth nature of assessing people's proximity to one another is in no way a violation of their privacy, because it does not have an idea where they are geospatially. As far as it's not tracking movements, it's only proximity to other Bluetooth notification signals.
Right. So MD COVID Alert works by having two phones use Bluetooth low energy technology to exchange keys, if you will, between them. It doesn't use any tracking data. It doesn't use your GPS. It doesn't know anything about who the owner of the phone is. It's simply a way for two phones to exchange random IDs.
So the two phones are in each other's proximity, and they have to reach a certain threshold of something happening in order for any information whatsoever to be shared.
Right. So at Maryland Department of Health, we set parameters for what would constitute close contact. And it's the same as if a contact tracer called a case and asked them who they were in close contact with. So if somebody's been within 6 feet for at least 15 minutes, then those two phones will be able to store that information. So if down the line, one of those phones is used to report a COVID diagnosis, then an alert can go out to all of the other phones that met those parameters of being within close contact.
Okay, so someone joins this. Oh, I'm sorry, were you still saying something?
No.
Okay, if somebody joins and signs up to the system, that in no way infers that upon a positive test that their information necessarily would be shared. Walk me through that.
So users have to opt in to using this technology. So if you're an iPhone user, you get a notice that this technology is available and you opt into it in your settings. If you're an Android user, you'll be told that you can download an app and you opt in again to using this technology. As you go about your day, your phone exchanges these random IDs with other phones that are in close proximity. If then down the line, one of the phones is used to report a diagnosis, which a case, somebody who's infected has to do voluntarily, they choose to report the case, they choose to report their diagnosis, then that will trigger the alert to the other phones. So there's an initial opting in to using this technology, and then there is a voluntary choice to report the diagnosis.
And the people who receive notifications that they at some point in the recent past have spent more than 15 minutes next to someone that has diagnosed positive, then what are their options moving forward?
So if somebody has receives a notification that they were in close contact with somebody who was diagnosed with COVID-19, they're advised to go to a website that provides them information on what to do next. And what they're advised to do is to get tested, to monitor for symptoms, and to stay at home for 14 days so that they cannot go and potentially spread disease in the community.
At any point of this process, is the person who's been notified by the app, is their information shared in any form whatsoever with any other entity?
No information about the individual who uses who's opted into the technology is collected, and it's not shared. So the person who receives the notice that they might have been exposed will never know who it was or where it was that this happened. And no information is collected, so it can't be shared with the health department or Apple or Google.
So the goal of all this is to get immediate notification, as many people as possible, but in order for it to work, people have to sign up. You have to have a certain saturation rate of phones talking to each other. If you could share with me that concept and make the appeal for people to join.
Right, so MD COVID Alert is another tool in our toolbox to help stem the tide of COVID-19. So we want as many people as are willing to opt into using this technology, because anything we can do to help prevent transmission in the community is going to help reduce those case counts that have been going up very concerningly recently. As many people as possible will really deliver the maximum effect, but really we believe that any people who opt into this are doing their part to help stem the tide and can have an effect.
What kind of interoperability do you have with the systems currently online in Virginia and DC?
Right, so we use a very similar technology to what DC uses, and we're fully interoperable with them right now. Virginia is reconfiguring their technology so that they will also be interoperable with Maryland and DC's technology.
At what point? At what time? What are we looking at timeline?
That's a Virginia question. We're ready to go. The interoperability depends on using a national server. And so Maryland is using that national server, as is DC, which is why we are interoperable. Virginia launched before this national server was available. And so they are transitioning to using that, but I don't know their timeline.
Doc, what do we still need to talk about? Who, what, when, where, why, how?
Well, really, I just would like to urge everybody to opt into using this. Please appreciate that the Maryland Department of Health and Google and Apple are not collecting anybody's information. This is another tool in our toolbox to help prevent the spread of COVID-19.
You have to have your Bluetooth functioning, right? Do you need to use your Wi-Fi or just what's the technical aspect?
Right. So this does use low energy Bluetooth technology. So it is not going to drain your battery, but you do need to have Bluetooth on in order for this to work.